Laughter is one of the most natural and beautiful things in life. And unfortunately, it doesn't come as easily to everyone. I mean, some people take life too seriously and maybe even laugh at the wrong times, while others may laugh when they should be serious. So it's good to know, though, that laughter is important because it can reduce stress, help us recover from illness. It makes our lives even more enjoyable. So today, let's talk about 7 ways to bring more laughter into your life. Oh, and if you would like some more details about this and what we're talking about today, type the word laugh below, and I'll be in touch with some more details for you. So hi, if we've never met before, my name is Diane LaFoon, and I help women who are stressed out make small changes in their lives in order to feel less anxious, more fulfilled, so that they are better able to choose joy each and every day. Laughter is a way of communication. It can diffuse tense situations. It can open conversations between people and make people feel even closer to each other when they have been thousands of miles apart even from one another. Laughter, it acts as a nonverbal sign that everything's going to be okay, or it's going to be okay soon in the future. Laughter signals comfort and safety during difficult times. In fact, there are several studies that have shown that laughing with others actually creates a stronger relationship with them. Even simply hearing someone laugh can make us happier. It's funny how it triggers those mirror neurons which light up when we see other people laugh or even just smile. This means that seeing someone laugh activates your brain in much the same way as if you were actually laughing yourself. It's those mirror neurons. Look those up. It's interesting information. So in addition to being fun, and laughter has many positive effects on your physical and your mental health. Laughter can help us physically by increasing our blood circulation. When we do those belly laughs, it helps your blood flow more. It makes the body more relaxed overall while reducing stress. A good laugh brings oxygen to every cell in the body, improving your respiration and your breathing. Laughter actually strengthens your immune system. It regulates hormones like cortisol, which controls stress levels in the brain, and boosts endorphin production, which is your happy hormone. We all want that, more of that feel-good, happy hormone. Laughing reduces muscle tension throughout the entire body, especially in your facial muscles. You know, sometimes your face gets tired from laughing, but it's a very relaxing to that tension in those facial muscles especially. In addition to all these positive physical effects, laughter can have on your laughing can actually help you feel better emotionally too. It helps your mental health. Laughter stops distressing emotions. You cannot feel anxious or angry or sad when you're laughing. It's true. You can't feel those emotions. I will tell you that my brother is the master at laughing during an argument to diffuse the situation because it's contagious. It helps you relax and recharge. It helps you to increase your energy. You can stay focused and accomplish much more in your productivity when you can laugh and recharge and get that energy back. Laughter also shifts your perspective and allows you to see situations in a more realistic, less threatening light. Again, back to my brother, when things seem tense or there's an argument or a blow up about to happen, that laughter can kind of diffuse that situation. A humorous perspective creates a psychological distance, which can help you avoid feeling overwhelmed or could diffuse that conflict or that angry situation. It draws you closer to others when you have a sense of humor together, which I talked about earlier. It can have a profound effect on all aspects of your mental and emotional health because it feels good to laugh, right? We all enjoy a good laugh. Well, here are 7 ways to bring more laughter into your life. First, decide to laugh heartily as often as possible. Consider making it like a resolution or simply determining, I'm going to laugh enthusiastically whenever I can. Then make an effort, which can be as simple as looking for funny situations or funny people or things that are in our lives that are humorous. You know, go through your course of your day seeking something to laugh about or someone to laugh with. It's funny, my great niece, she's almost 18 months old now, and she's beginning to communicate more and more with us. Her favorite word right now is no, of course, no. So when you ask her, you know, a yes or no question, she'll say no most often. But when she wants to answer yes to a question, like if we ask her, Graylin, would you like a piece of candy? She gives a little giggle. She'll say, and that means yes in Graylin's language. So, and then if she really is excited or wants something like a toy, or if you ask her if she's hungry, or if you ask her if she wants to go outside, she'll really give a good laugh. I wish I could imitate her laugh or show it to you on video. It's just wonderful. So that's not a bad idea, though. Maybe we should all begin to laugh when we say yes. Let's resolve to say yes with glee and with a giggle whenever we are responding in the affirmative to somebody's question. Next, find a way to laugh at your own situations. Laughing at your own mistakes and shortcomings can make them seem like less threatening and reduce that stress from feeling embarrassed or ashamed. It can lighten that emotional load that you carry with you when you laugh at yourself or that silly things that you do. Recently, I was joking with my family. We were celebrating my brother's birthday. And we were around the dinner table celebrating his birthday, and I just was creating conversation. So I turned to my nephew and I said, "You're next to celebrate a birthday, right, Tor?" And my family was like, "No, he's not next." And then I said, "Oh, that's right, that's right." And I pointed to my sister-in-law. I said, "You're next, Laura. You're the next one to celebrate a birthday." And then everybody looked at me funny, and then they could see that it dawned on me, and they all burst out in laughter along with me. I'm the next one to celebrate a birthday. And I forgot that it was going to be my birthday next. And so that got a big laugh from all the table. And, you know, laughing at our own selves and our own situations, it allows us to laugh off our flaws and our mistakes and my screwy brain instead of taking them so seriously. So laugh with others as often as you can. It's a social activity that brings people together and strengthens relationships. And laughter is truly contagious. So give this gift to yourself and others, especially those who could use some cheering up. Another way to incorporate laughter into your life is to play games that involve laughing. You know, it's like an old charades game is what it is. But one of the games that my family enjoys playing together is called Heads Up. And you take an app on your phone and you put it on your head, and then you have to, or the people have to mimic or do charades as to what that word is or whatever it is on your phone, and you have to guess. You have a certain amount of time. And watching the play of Heads Up is just hilarious. In fact, I have videoed it several times so that we can watch each other over and over again where we are playing that play-acting role and laughing until our sides hurt and our stomach hurts and laughing all over. Laughing together creates an instant connection with your loved one. So find a game that makes you laugh and play it together. You know, next, you can read inspiring quotes about laughter and then talk about them and figure out what they mean. There's a great quote from Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Trouble knocked at the door, but hearing laughter, it hurried away." And I think that's a great quote that helps shed light on how important it is to laugh more, especially during difficult times. You know, everyone has difficult times, and it's just a great way to figure out how to laugh through that time, rather than, you know, let it get you down. I'll never forget when we were spreading my dad's ashes after he died. We were all together as a family. We picked a day, and we got together. And, of course, it was the windiest day of the spring. It was just a really windy day. And so we were all taking turns, you know, doing what we were doing with his ashes. And it was a difficult time. We were all very sad. Dad died suddenly. He was a very healthy man, and so we were all just in shock and grieving. But because of the wind, we just started giggling. I mean, who knows where Dad's ashes are now because it was so windy. We got a great big piece of cardboard to try and block the wind and stuff, and it just ended up being very comedic. So you've got to laugh even during those difficult times too. Another way to create laughter in your life is to seek out happy memories and remind yourself of them often. If something brings about one good memory that you can highlight in your mind and take you to a smile even, save it as a golden moment that you can bring to your brain and flood back that laughter and that smile and relieve that stress right then and there. One of the memories that I have is a very long time ago when my nephew was just a wee babe. He was still crawling on the floor, and we were vacationing up in northern Michigan at a cottage up there. And he just thought it was the biggest hoot that not only was I chasing him, but I was chasing him down crawling on the floor too. And so he was running around the cabin, you know, crawling on his all fours, and I got down on my belly and started crawling after him, and he would turn around and look at me and just give the loudest squeal of glee and laugh. And I can distinctly remember that, even though it's 30 years ago now. But I, every time I think of that, I just loved that squeal and the fact that he thought it was a hoot that his aunt would crawl around on the floor chasing him. It was just pretty funny, and I can remember that, and it always puts me in a better mood if I'm having a bad day. So finally, you can always watch a funny movie or a TV show or find a funny video on YouTube or social media, something to get you laughing, whatever it takes. The more laughter that fills your life each day, the better you'll feel about yourself and everything around you. Even when things aren't going so well for you some days, laugh anyway. It's scientifically proven that laughter makes even sad situations seem more tolerable. So laugh more, friends, because there's always something to laugh about if we just take the time to look for it and seek it out. Laughter is a powerful, positive emotion that can bring joy to your life as well as to the lives of those around you. It reduces stress levels, lowers blood pressure, and boosts your immunity. Not to mention, laughter is contagious. So with these benefits in mind, laugh more often for yourself and for others by indulging in some or all of these ideas that I've brought to you today for bringing laughter into your day-to-day routine. Whether it's watching a funny video or recalling a memory that makes you laugh or playing a game with others, laugh often, and when you laugh enthusiastically. The more laughter that fills your life each day, the better you will feel about yourself and everything around you. So laugh more, because there's always something to laugh about if we just take the time to look for it. Today we talked about 7 ways you can bring more laughter into your day, and so you can have this improved mental state by laughing as much as possible. It's so healthy for you. And if you're interested in discovering more about laughter, take a look at my post on my website, 10 Mental and Physical Benefits of Laughing More Often. Why do we need to laugh more? So we are better able to choose joy. Thanks for joining me.